You can take your Bibles, please, and turn to Mark chapter 7. And I'm going to look at some things on thinking and our minds and how God wants us to just think about Him and control our minds to think about Him and be blessed. Because remember, in the great words of that one comedian, the mind is a terrible thing and it must be stopped. But God wants us to think about Him. So, Mark chapter 7. And you all know where we're going. We're going to start in verse 14. Am I in the right spot? Mm-hmm. Yes. And when He had called all the people unto Him, He said unto them, "Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand." And this is our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ talking. And when He says hearken, it means to listen up. He wants us to listen to what He's saying now because it's important. In verse 15, "There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him." And that word defile can mean pollute. Can pollute him. "But the things which cometh out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable." Like, you know, what do you mean? What are you talking about? We want to know more. And he said unto them, "Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart," the innermost part of his mind, "but into the belly, and goeth out, and the draught purges, and into the draught purging all meats." And we really can't control some of the things we hear, some of the wonderful things of the world that we hear on a day-by-day basis. You know, the world would bombard us with basically a lot of crap. But we can determine what we are going to believe and what we are going to let stay in there and fester. And, you know, in my experience, most of the things that the world tells you, we don't want it to sit in there and fester. We want to get God's word in there and let that take hold. Verse 19, "Because it entereth not into the heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetous, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile a man." Basically what he's saying is just don't let it sit in there and take root and fester. But we have a wonderful God. If you go to Proverbs chapter 4, that gave us this wonderful word to replace those stupid thoughts and evilness of the world. So in Proverbs chapter 4, he tells us a little bit of how to do it. In verse 23, it says to keep thy heart with all what?
Diligence.
So to keep means to guard, to look after, and protect. And that's what we want to do with this knowledge that we have of God's Word. We have this wonderful Bible here that we can guard those thoughts that come in from the world with. And then it says, "For out of it are the issues of life, the going forths of life." So we could have a wonderful going forth of life if we take God's word for what it is. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, healing, prosperous, beautiful word. If you go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew Matthew 6:19. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So we don't want to lay up for ourselves these earthly things, these earthly treasures, but we want to, verse 20, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. The real treasures in this life are the ones that God gives us. They're from Him in heaven. And probably not too many people deal with rust, but sometimes in my line of work, I have to deal with a little rust, and it's never a fun thing because it just keeps spreading and spreading and spreading. The only way you get rid of it is you cut it out. And that's what we have to do with our minds, is cut out the junk of this world. You know, they talk about junk in the trunk. You don't want junk of this world and of your trunk in your mind. You want to get rid of it. Keep it far away. Verse 20, but lay up yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure, your thought is, there is your will your heart be also. So we want to keep those really wonderful thoughts of God in us instead of the thoughts of this world. In Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. It says, verse 1, 23:1, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are what? Deceitful meat. So we don't want to be desirous of those dainty things of the world. Then it goes on, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches, things of the world, certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. So again, God's telling us here, don't be desirous of these evil, crazy things of the world, but be desirous of what he has to offer. And then go real quick to Ecclesiastes, which is the next book, right? Ecclesiastes 10. And in verse 2, this is very sensible here. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. And a wise man is a man who takes to God's word, takes to the things of God and all that he has to offer. It's basically interpreted as intelligent, skillful in God's word. And a fool is basically stupid and silly. So, in my humble opinion, or my translation, is you got to be stupid and silly not to go to God and want to have God's blessings. So, anyway, that's just an extra tidbit. Go to Ephesians chapter 4, please. Ephesians 4. And in verse 31 and 32, it tells us some of the things that we can let go to have a more clearer mind to think His word. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And that word, those words, let all, you know what that means? let all, the whole, every one of them, all of those be put away from you. And I love what it says about be put away. It's a wonderful mind picture. To sail away. So you picture those crappy thoughts of the world, just a little sailboat sailing away from you and getting out of your life. And then it says, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So we can forgive the things that have happened to us, bad things, whatever, and they can sail away into the sunset. If you go to Philippians, which is the next book over, works out pretty good. Philippians 3. And, oh yeah, I think I shared this last week, but I love this verse here. I think I finally understood it a little bit. That's why I love it. Verse 13, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And the things which are behind, they just hold you back. All the negative things, they hold you back. But we, because of God, can reach forth. And it said that count not myself, in the Working Translation, it says, I am not perfect, but one thing I do is forget the crap, you know? And that's a big thing that we can do in our lives, is forget the junk that we've been through and move ahead towards the things of God. Forgetting means to lose out of your mind, to neglect. And that's a great thing to do, to lose it out of your mind completely, to neglect the things, the negative things. And then we reach forth unto what's ahead of us. And there's so many more wonderful things that are ahead of us with God than there are with the world. So we've all here made the right choice to stay with God. Colossians 3. Verse 12. Some other things we can do to have our minds set with God. It says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness. Kindness is a good thing, right? Being kind to each other. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another. Sometimes we have to forbear each other and hold each other up and take care of each other. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And that's another great thing to do, is to forgive. And verse, did I read 14? Yes, no, I didn't. And then it says, above all these things put on what? Charity. Love of God in the renewed mind and manifestation, which is the bond of perfectness. And that bond, we know, is like, it's a glue. It glues it all together. Another one of it was, all you massage people, it's also a ligament. So I guess a ligament holds things together. Is that, do I have that right? So anyway, that love is what holds us all together and makes it wonderful. Then, go back to Philippians, chapter 4. And this, God told us this in Manifestations, which I thought was pretty cool. Verse 6 and 7, it says to be careful, and we know careful is what? Anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And that word, you know, is anxious, but it also can mean distracted. Don't be distracted by the things of this world, but be attracted to the things of God. I just made that up.
That's a good one.
And then it says, then we can let our requests be made known unto God. And then, this is even more wonderful, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And in the Working Translation, that passes all understanding, I love this, is the more excellent than every way or of thinking. That's what we have because of God. Because God gave us His Word, He gave us His Son, all this wonderful thing, all these wonderful things. Now, I have Matthew 6:25. Did I read that? Let's read it anyway. You don't have to go there. I can read it real quick. It says, we all know what this says. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought. And that again means not to be anxious. Take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Basically what he's saying here is he's got us covered in every which way. We don't have to worry or have care about anything if we look to him. That's a good thing, right? You can go back to Philippians chapter 4. And in verse 8. More things that we can think about here. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on what? Those things. So God supplies us in this life with everything and anything we could ever need to replace the things that the world bombards us with. And then in Colossians 3 again, right around the corner, in verse 15, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, rule in your minds. Let that be the rule. Let that be the umpire. Let that be the judge in your mind, to the which also you are called in one body, and ye be thankful. Be thankful that we have God's peace instead of the turmoil of the world. We have God's peace with us all the time. Never leaves us. Like in one of the manifestations, there's nothing bad between us and our Father. He's always got our back. He always wants the best for us. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 20. Here it is again. Giving thanks always for all things unto the Father, and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have many, many, many wonderful things that we can be thankful that God has given us. And again, in the Working Translation, it says for all things means for all people. So we can be thankful for each other every second of every day. All because of God and what He has for us. And then in Psalm chapter 1, first Psalm, we'll stop, close there. Psalm 1. And I love this because this is another wonderful mind picture that our wonderful God gives to us. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not in the things of this world, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So to meditate, what do you have to do? You've got to think about it. And that's, you know, mainly all these scriptures that we read today. God wants us to think about his word. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And here comes this great mind picture. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And you get this mind picture of this beautiful tree sitting by a beautiful river. Everything it needs is right there, and then it's able to produce its fruit, its leaves, whatever else it does. That's what our God has for us.